Okay, Mr. Goot. Were you born in Southern Nevada?
No, I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. St. Paul, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you or your family came here?
Why did my family
come here? Yeah, uh-huh.
My brother Albert was here at the time, and I just had gotten out of the Army in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
And at latter part of 44, and I couldn't get anything in my particular line which pertained to all metal goods, which was commercial stationery. And my brother Albert asked me to come here to Las Vegas from New York City. At the time, I lived in New York City. And I got on the train, I didn't fly at the time, and got as far as Chicago, and turned around and went back to New York. And he flew out 3 days later to New York and got on a train with me and came back here to Las Vegas with him. And that's the reason I'm in Las Vegas as of today.
Uh-huh. What year was that?
1945.
Uh-huh.
It was on April the 3rd, 1945.
Were you educated in Southern Nevada?
No, I was not educated here. I was educated in Crown Point, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. What was your occupation when you came out here?
At the time I came out here, I didn't have a thing in mind, but I did purchase Stoney's jewelry at the time I got here. And that's what I went into at the time I got here in 1945.
Okay, is that the business you have right now?
No, that was the business I had until 1951. And that's what I did when I got here until 51. Then I sold Stoney's jewelry and went into the Eldorado Club, which is now Benny Binion's Horseshoe Club, for 6 months and 4 days, and the place didn't last after that, and I went out of there. And at that time, I happened to be walking by Tinch Furniture Store, and I had heard my wife that Tinch Furniture was quite a quaint place, whereby they had all these old antiques and things, old furniture in there. And I walked inside, and as I walked by her office, I heard her say that her husband had been very ill and she was going to try and sell the place. So I waited till she got off the telephone. When she got off the phone, I asked her what she wanted to do about the place. She said she wanted to sell it. And I more or less made the transaction that same afternoon and purchased the place in 1951.
Mm-hmm. Were you married when you were...
Oh, yes, I've been married. I have married all this time. I was married when I went in the Army.
Uh-huh. When were you married?
In New York City in 1942.
Is or was church activity an important part of your life?
Yes. Yes, it was.
What that church do you belong to?
And that was the Jewish Community Center. Or the Jewish temple, I should say. And I belong to it here in Las Vegas. I belong to it since I've been here for the past 31 years.